friends, this is Jean, host of Your Life Over 50. Today I have a wonderful guest with us. So sit back, grab yourself a cup of tea or coffee or my favorite Pepsi and listen. This lady is so magnificent. She's a member of Toastmasters as I am, and she just has such an interesting, interesting life. But I'll let her introduce herself to you because she can do it much better than I can. Hi, Tiffany. I'm so glad you agreed to be my guest today. And would you like to tell our audience a little bit more about yourself?
Certainly, Jean. Hi, everyone. My name is Tiffany Chen. I am a first-generation immigrant from Taiwan. I retired from 36 years of IT career in 2020, when pandemic started. Yes, I was a computer nerd and I still am. In the past 3 years, I reinvented myself from a computer nerd to an artist. Retirement is great. I highly recommend it. I am as busy as I used to be in a more enjoyable way.
So tell us about some of the things you're doing to keep yourself busy. Now, you said you release yourself from being a computer nerd and you train yourself to be an artist. Can you talk to us about your artwork?
Yes. As you know, I'm a Christian.
Yes.
I'm a devoted Christian.
Yes.
On August 15, 2021, the second year into retirement, the Lord told me to take an art class. Jean, in school, the only reason I went to those art classes was because they were required. The apples I painted never looked like apples. My forte was math and logic. I did not think I had 1 ounce of art talent. When God told me to take the art class, it was just a very still, small voice. There was no burning bush, Jean. There was no strong wind or earthquake or fire. I did not turn on my stereo system to create a loud voice or build a fire pit, to create a synthetic Pentecost to convince myself either. Jean, art classes was not on my agenda. Ever since I was 5 years old, I wanted to be a pianist. I finally have time to play the piano. For the past 25 years, I want to be in the praise team. But I knew crystal clear art class was my calling. So I was so brave. I signed up with the class and I started to learn how to hold the brushes. Even a straight line was hard. At the beginning, I painted some greeting cards with lines and shapes and some loose flowers, and I actually enjoyed it. 8 months later, the still small voice told me to enroll in an art school. This time, I did it afraid. God invited me to dance with him, and I said yes. Little did I know that I was going to school with professional artists, an amateur artist with many, many, many years of experience. I activated Jesus DNA inside of me. I'm an eagle, not a chicken. I ran the race that was laid in front of me. The only thing that is free is salvation. Obeying God is not. In average, I spend 5 hours a day painting, couple hours thinking about the design of the paintings and research for more information, and looking for good quality art supplies with the least amount of money. Art supplies cost an arm and a leg. When I step out to do God's will, I see his provision. Throughout the journey, every step on the way, he provided. The only reason he provided was because it was his will. He always provides more than enough. We serve a generous God. Before I graduated from the art program, my teacher said that I need to decide whether this art is a hobby or a profession. My pastor invited me to do a solo art exhibition at my church, and I had a very good success with that exhibition.
You know, Tiffany, you mentioned art on your cards. Now, I have seen you have, they're like devotional cards, right? I think I've seen some. So was that the beginning of your artwork, those cards?
Those cards were actually craft. It was handmade card. Like I said, I retired into pandemic. I think pandemic was life giving me lemon. So I made lemonade out of it.
How sweet.
I had to stay home a lot anyway, so I used that time. I had to do the things I always wanted to do, that including two online bookstores, one on Amazon, one on Etsy, featuring the two books I had published and the Bible scripture reading cards. Those are handmade cards. They are craft, not art.
Okay. You know, that shows how much I know about art and craft, because those cards are beautiful. And I remember seeing, I'm sure it wasn't your first painting, on you posted it on Facebook. And I thought, this is good. And now, I don't know, a year or so later, the last one that I saw, it's like, this lady is a pro. It's so beautiful. Your paintings are so, so beautiful. And it's watercolor, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Also, Jim, you may have seen me painted watercolor flowers on greeting cards too.
Okay. It's just amazing. And you're right, artist material is not cheap. My youngest son went to art school. So they are not cheap, not at all. So yes, very, okay. It's so amazing that you went into art, but I am a Christian as well. And to hear you say you listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit and follow that, that is amazing. As a matter of fact, this podcast is a result of nudging by the Holy Spirit, said, and even the title of it was dropped into my spirit, so that I fully understand where you're coming from. But now let's talk about your Toastmasters life, because you and I first met when we were both still working and members of the same club, and we're still members of that same club. But can you just talk a little bit, tell our guests how Toastmasters has been a value to you, what value has it added to your life, and if you would recommend it to anyone else.
Toastmasters is a life-changing experience. I'm very introvert. Adding my accent to my personality, it was totally uncomfortable for me to communicate with people, not to mention public speaking. I recently was interviewed by the community Bible study group I attend in front of 80 people. I actually enjoy the spotlight now. Certainly, I really encourage people. Even though you may speak perfect language, perfect English, I still encourage you to go.
And that's good, because I haven't seen anything in a Toastmasters manual that say we have to have perfect language. Even if English is our first language, sometime I don't get it right. When I grew up in school, we did not learn spelling phonetically. So I still have challenge with some words and I try to find a way around it. And then other times, like, well, that's just me. I'll say it the best that I can. So, and I truly can identify with you being an introvert. I am an introvert and ADD, and that's not a good combination because it's like, okay, I'm scared to death because I don't want to talk. So the ADD start working up and then I take off and run and you don't see me again for a while. But in any case, you are a very, in my opinion, you are an active member and you add so much value to the club because you're always there and you're always encouraging to the new members. And I appreciate that about you.
Thank you, Jean.
Go on.
I really want to encourage people to just do it afraid. When you face your fear, you are fearless. It really had changed my life.
Mine as well, because the very first Toastmasters meeting I went into, which was like over 20 years now, and I would occasionally see the person who was president at the time. And I was always teased, and they would say, well, we didn't know if we should greet you or dial 911 because we thought you're going to pass out. It was horrible. And just,
Jean, I could not tell. I really could not tell that you were afraid. You always speak so well.
thank you. You're kind. You are really kind, but trust me, I think I attended that club for almost a year before I got the courage to become a member, and then almost another year before I got the courage to even do an icebreaker. So it was hard, but practice helps. So.
Yeah, I did. I did visiting the club for a long time, and other people said, "If you don't open your mouth, you're not going to learn anything." And I was like, "You know what? I'm not ready." So it's just really to be there, challenge yourself. And Toastmaster is more than public speaking. I
Yes,
learned to
it is.
listen. And which has really enriched my life as a more effective communicator. I could not believe the support I received from our local club. The people, they actually they want me to succeed. It's novelty. People in our club want me to succeed.
We have a very warm club. The members are very encouraging and supportive. But how could they not want you to succeed? I honestly, when you became member, I didn't realize you were an introvert. And with me being an introvert, there wasn't much communication between us. And I think the communication started the year you accept the role of president or was voted in as president. And we worked on a committee together, and I thought, this is one fantastic lady. And it was like a divine intervention that I would be that much in your presence to know, get to know you better and know who you are and the core of you. So I am so thankful for that year that you decided to accept the role of president because I may never have gotten to know you as a person, as Tiffany. So I appreciate that.
I
I
accepted that role, terrified. It terrified me. Somebody would ask me, I said, "You sure?" I always challenge myself, and I'm glad I did.
am too. And perhaps you were terrified. I didn't notice it. But you have never seen me stand in the role of president. So I haven't gotten there yet. I'll do it.
You should take it on next year.
Oh, no, no, no. No, I'm not there yet. Tiffany, it has been great talking to you about Toastmasters and your watercoloring, but now you also write, don't you? Can you?
I used to.
You want to share anything about that or?
Yes, I can share about that. So I published two books.
Wonderful.
One in 2008, one in 2015. The title of the first book is The Proverbs 31 Woman. A woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. The second book's title is Fast for Dinner. I look for the biblical principle to suggest meal planning. We need to eat healthy, manage our time well to reach our full capacity.
Yes, I agree with that. Yes. So are your books still available? Are they on Amazon or bookstores or Etsy? I think you heard you say something about Etsy.
They are available on Amazon and Etsy. They are available on my bookstore, my online bookstore, and Amazon as a publisher.
Okay. Okay. So if the listeners wanted to get a copy, they could just go on Amazon and look for that?
Yes, the title is The Proverbs 31 Woman. If you search for Tiffany Chin as the author, you will find them.
Okay, okay. Tiffany and Chin, C-H-E-N. So that is what they would search for. Okay, now, in all of that, do you have any advice? Because you've been retired for 4 years or five?
Yes, four years.
4 years. You have any advice for those nearing retirement or just retired? Anything that may help them make that adjustment? Because I found if when I retired, I thought I had it all together because I was busy doing ministry work and I had kids. There was so much I was doing outside of my day job. I thought I got this, but I didn't have it because about 6 months after retirement, it was like my world was crashing because I didn't have that routine of going to work. So do you have any advice for those nearing retirement or those who just retired on how to make that adjustment?
I think the most important thing about retirement is to make sure you have enough money to support your lifestyle.
I agree.
I would suggest people to seek financial advice from qualified financial planners.
Mm-hmm.
2 years before I retired, I set up a retirement budget and I lived according to that budget for 2 years. When I actually retired, I was very comfortable with the transition financially. Regarding activities after retirement, I would encourage people to fulfill their lifelong dreams. You not have the time to pursue your dreams. You are never too old to start anything. The best is yet to come. Make sure you work out, eat well, and get enough sleep. Stay healthy and keep on moving. Some people adjust to change easier. Some people don't. But Jean, I think you still stay with the Toastmasters Club. And I know you are busy actively doing this podcast. You listen to the Lord too. So if you are a Christian, I suggest you just ask God what he wants you to do. And if you are not a Christian, ask him. He's going to answer you. Yes. Ask him anyway.
Yes. 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 And I also found that one little thing that helped me make that switch, it was the routine, because routine of going to work is getting up, getting dressed, getting kids off of school, or at the time my youngest were able to get himself off. But there was just this routine. So when I found myself feeling this emptiness or like a void, I thought, okay, something has to change. What? And I started thinking, I'm not in that same routine. So I started getting up at the same time I would get up to go to work, and I would get dressed, completely dressed. And I would be dressed for the rest of the day. So wherever I wanted to go, I never had to say, oh, I got to go get dressed. I don't want to do this. That was the answer for me, is just get that morning started with the routine. And my husband would say, why do you always get dressed up just like you go into work? I said, because it make me feel full. And I know that anywhere I want to go or anything I want to do during the day, I don't have to stop and think about it because I'm already prepared. And so that helped me. I know it's just a small thing, but that was the one little tweak that I had to make to get me up and moving. And I do agree with you on the financial planning. I've heard too many times where the finances were not planned in advance, because I don't know about you, but my head is numbers. And in my head, I can do numbers and they all come out even and pretty. But when I put it on paper, it doesn't always work like the head. So I agree with you. Find a good financial planner. Get some advice on how are you going to make that happen for you? And life will be so beautiful. So Tiffany, is there anything else that you would like our listeners to know about you? If someone wanted to get in touch with you, how would they get in touch with you?
Send me an email people can send me an email to Tiffany Fine Art Gallery. That's all
can
one
you
word.
Spell
no
that
space.
For our listeners.
I will repeat it one more time. Okay, TiffanyFineArt. Gallery. Tiffany Fine Art Gallery at gmail.com.
Gmail.
If you want to get a free copy of my book, send me an email and I will let you know how much shipping and handling is.
Oh, so you will give our listeners a free book if they pay shipping. Fantastic.
Yes.
Oh, that's an awesome freebie. You are so kind. You really are. So Tiffany,
I'd love to share.
You have that sharing heart. You really do. And it has been such a pleasure to sit and talk to you and get to know you a little bit better. And I know our audience will be so thrilled when they hear and listen. And I will put your email address in the show notes so that if someone didn't get it, it'll be in the show notes. And I appreciate you. I appreciate you more than you'll ever know for being on this show with me. So that will be it today. This is another episode of Your Life Over 50. And with that, go out and have a magical day. God bless you all. Bye-bye. See you on the next episode.